欢迎进入常春藤生活英语。我们提供您新鲜的流行新知，实用的生活绘画，丰富的旅游介绍，详尽的全民英检。现在就让我们一同体验常春藤生活英语的魔法世界吧。
Hi, and welcome to Enjoy English. My name is Amanda.
I'm Steve.
And I'm Frank.
Today is Friday, the 8th of February.
Another Friday, and it is officially Chinese New Year's.
Really? Well, then 1, 2, 3.
Happy Chinese New Year!
Happy Chinese New Year.
恭喜发财。
红包拿来。I had to think about what I was supposed to say there. Dudes, where's my money?Wait, I'm the oldest.
I was thinking...
I'm supposed to be giving you money, right? I'll just give you a kiss. And a kiss for you. How's that?
I want the money.
Yeah, I won't settle for less.
You won't settle for less. Gosh, we'll talk about that later, Frank. But meanwhile, let's talk about our advice column for this month, all about how to spend red envelope money. I tell you, when I saw this, I was like...Do we need help spending our money?
Yeah, I don't really think I need help spending my money. I need help saving my money.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Well, that is, in fact, what we're going to be discussing today is maybe not just spending it on little things, but saving it for something big.
Cool.
Now, before we get into the article, let us have a look at...
Building your vocabulary.
Number one is enrich.Enrich.
使丰富充实
Reading can enrich your mind.
And number two is deposit. Deposit.
储存存放
Mom deposited all of her jewelry in the safe. To keep it safe.
所以大家看到这边这个 safe 这个字就是我们的保险箱。OK, 所以这边你以后要讲保险箱你想不到什么什么什么 box。千万不是保险箱就是 save.
Yep. You can, if you put it in the bank, you can have it put in what is called a safety deposit box.
哦它另外有一种在银行如果你要摆存放比如说珠宝什么在银行那边的话在他们的地下室会有一个safety deposit box.
Yep.
Okay, 那个也是一种保存的这个保险箱啊。
Yeah, and it's just safe, S-A-F-E-T-Y, deposit, which is our word here, and box, B-O-X.
Okay.
Or B-O-X.
B-O-X.
Yeah.
Silly Stephen. Let's look at our
phrases for learning.
Number one is be stuffed with.Be stuffed with.
Simon.
I was stuffed with food last night.
Oh, were you eating, like your New Year's dinner celebration food?
Well, the leftovers.
The leftovers.
The leftover. Okay, 这个字的意思就是剩菜剩饭。
Yeah. Now, the actual sentence is, this basket is stuffed with dirty clothes.
Ah, it sounds like my laundry basket. All right, and number two is, in the hope that,
希望能
Adam told his wife the truth in the hope that she would forgive him. Since this is the advice column, my advice is, don't do something that you need to confess to later.
Yeah, honey, I sold your wedding ring so I could gamble.Will you forgive me?
No. All right, phrase number three.
Part with. Part with.
放弃舍弃
Are you willing to part with that toaster? I don't know, I really love it.
It's got great memories for me. We're silly. Number four. Give some or give a lot of thought.Or give a lot of thought to something.
Yep.
认真考虑
I will give your advice a lot of thought. So a lot of is giving it more thought than I will give your advice some thought.
所以呢你给他 a lot of thought, 就是给他很多的这个考虑那当然程度就比 some 还要多了。
All right. And we also have some extra words. Number one is red envelope. Red envelope.
红包.
Number two is newfound. Newfound.
新获得的.
Number three is throwaway. Throwaway.
用后即扔的.
Number four is purchase. Purchase.
购买采购。
Number five is sibling. Sibling.
手足兄弟或姐妹。
All right, let's have a look at the first paragraph. Oh, but first, please, take a look. We have two extra questions at the end, so have a look through those first and get ready to answer them. All right, first paragraph, please, Stephen.
Teenagers make a fortune on Chinese New Year.Not only do they get red envelopes that are stuffed with money, but they are too young to have to give any. During this time of year, stores everywhere have sales. They do this in the hope that teenagers will part with their newfound riches. A recent survey showed that teens like to spend money on music,DVDs, and video games most.
All right, first sentence. Teenagers make a fortune on Chinese New Year. This is one reason why I'm sad I'm not born and raised in Taiwan, because in Canada, we don't get red envelopes. If you make a fortune is a whole lot of money.
Yep.
So if you make a fortune, you make...a whole lot of money. You're given a lot of money on Chinese New Year. Another term for Chinese New Year is Lunar New Year. And you'll hear that as well because it's not just Chinese cultures that celebrate mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. this time of the year. Japanese and Koreans, Vietnamese, other countries also celebrate it. So if you use the term Lunar New Year, it could be any of those countries.
Yep.
Okay, 所以呢我们刚讲到这个 Lunar New Year, Chinese New Year, 另外一个名字也可以叫做 Lunar New Year, 就是这个农历年啦。Okay, 农历的新年那在我们这个华人很多地方都有华人都会庆祝这个农历的新年。所以呢讲到这个 Lunar New Year 的时候我们就可以用来指各地的这个各个地方的新年啦。好这一句意思就是说诶青少年呢他们在这个中国农历新年的时候呢他们总会发一笔财。所以发财就是 make a fortune, 这个意思就是发财。
Next sentence, not only do they get red envelopes that are stuffed with money, but they are too young to have to give any. So, not only do they get red envelopes, they not only get red envelopes that are stuffed with money, be stuffed with is number one in our phrases for learning,but they are too young to have to give any. They are young enough that they do not have to give red envelopes to other people.
Uh-huh.
So they get money, and they get to keep the money.
That's the best time.
Yeah. Mm.
Okay, so not only, but also, 这边用这个句型,不止怎样,而且怎样,不止因为他们呢得到这个红包,红包是怎样,后面用一个 that 子句的形容词子句,他说是充满钱的,be stuffed with,这个就是充满钱的红包而且呢 but 他们怎样他们太年轻而不能给予任何的红包所以 too young to have to give 就是指太年轻以至于无法去怎样去给出去 OK 所以这边就是 not only but also
during this time of year so just before and just after Lunar New Year stores everywhere have salesI know at my home, I get a lot of flyers. Now, a flyer, in Taiwan, you'll hear the term DM.
Yep, mm. in Taiwan.
In Taiwan. Students, anywhere else in the world, if you say DM, no one will have any idea what you're talking about. Flyer, F-L-Y-E-R. F-L-Y-E-R. I get a lot of flyers in my mailbox advertising sales that will begin on New Year's Day.
Mm-hmm.
The reason it's called DM...is because that type of advertising, 就是这种广告的类型
direct.
is called direct marketing.
Uh-huh.
It's where you're handing an advertisement directly to your customer.
Or who you hope will be your customer.
Or who you hope will be your customer. So we call that direct marketing. And in Taiwan, it has become DM.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know for years why it was called DM.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 我们刚讲到传单。在台湾我们都叫 DM 其实这个传单的真正英文啊，世界各地通用叫做 Flyer 刚刚有拼过那为什么叫 DM 它的原因就是啊，它这个是直接发这个传单给你是一种直接的行销模式
yeah,
所以 Direct Marketing 就是 Marketing 就是行销啊，行销一种方式所以呢直接的行销 OK 所以这一句呢就是说在这一年的这个时节呢一年当中的这个时节啊，各地的商店他们都会有这个特卖会啊 ，sale 就是特卖啊，所以我们说 on sale 某样东西 is on sale 就是它正在廉价的拍卖。那 for sale 就是指啊这个东西是有出售的，比如说 the car is for sale 啊这辆车是有在卖的。
嗯、mm-hmm. ，They do this in the hope that teenagers will part with their newfound riches. They the stores.They do this. What is this? The stores have sales.
Mm-hmm.
They do this in the hope. They are hoping that teenagers or anybody who gets these red envelopes
mm-hmm.
and like, has more money during Chinese New Year.
Or like a bonus at work.
Yep, or your bonus will part with. Part with is phrase number 3 in our phrases for learning. And it basically means to...You know, separate from your money with their newfound riches. Newfound is word number 2 on our extra words. It's when we say something is, pardon me, when we say something is newfound, you know, we just got it. And, in the hope that is actually another phrase. Number 2 in our extra words.
好所以这边他说他们做这件事 OK 他们就是指这些商店啊做什么事呢就是拍卖这些啊这个东西举行拍卖为的是什么啊希望那个年轻人他们能够与他们新发现的这个财富啊就是那些红包的钱啊能够分道扬镳我们刚刚讲的 part with 就是讲什么 go separate way OK 就是能够放弃他们这些钱财
So if you part with your money either you give it away or you spend itIn our sample sentence, we had, are you willing to part with that toaster? Obviously, you can't spend a toaster, but I think someone is saying, can I have your toaster? You know, will you give me your toaster?
给出去要不然就花出去。
Last sentence. A recent survey showed that teens like to spend their money on music, DVDs, and video games most. A survey is when one person or a group of people asks many people the same question,or the same group of questions to get an idea of what people think or want or feel. So this survey showed that teenagers, what do they like to spend their money on? Well, surprise, music, DVDs, movies, and video games the most.
Okay, 所以一份最近的、最新的这个调查它显示呢，这个 show 我们就分成显示，年轻人呢他们很喜欢花钱在什么上面音乐啦或者是 DVD 或者是电动游戏上面他们最爱花钱所以人花时间或金钱就用 spend OK
Let's take a break Hi, we're back. Let's have a look at the second paragraph.But this year, instead of spending your money on throwaway items, why not save it for something big, like a vacation or a computer? A trip is a great way to meet new people, learn about different places or languages, and have fun. So don't forget a camera. Besides, a trip is also a chance to discover new things about yourselfand enrich your life. A computer could be another good purchase. It plays an important role in daily life, and many teenagers have to share one with siblings. Red envelope money gives them a chance to change that by buying their own computer. However you spend your money this year, Just make sure you give it some thought first. Good advice.
Cool. So in the first paragraph, we talked about how stores have these sales hoping to get teenagers to part with their money, but now we're giving advice. But this year, you know, we want to do something different from the past. Instead of spending your money on throwaway items, instead of spending all that money on throwaway, throwaway is word number three in our extra words, and it means on something that you will use and in the end it will probably break or...
Like maybe you'll only use it for a month or 6 months.
Yep. And so that's called a throwaway item. Why not save it for something big? So save your money for something, you know, more than just a...
A bunch of DVDs.
Yeah. Like a vacation, which would be great. Or a computer.
Which would also be great.
Which would also be great. Now, when we say save money, when you save money and take it to the bank, when you take it to the bank to put it in the bank, we call that a deposit. Deposit is word number two in building your vocabulary. And students, I'm bringing it up now because...
We'll come across it in our questions later.
Right.
And deposit, you just use it as a noun. It can also be a verb. It's one of those noun-verb words love in English.
I have to make a deposit. I want to deposit my money in the bank.
好，所以我们这个拿钱去银行存款，我们可以当做动词或名词。动词的话，我们就是 I want to deposit my money. Okay, 那名词的话就是 I want to make a deposit. Okay, 所以呢，我们跟这边讲到，但是今年呢，与其你把那个钱呐、都花在什么上面，用一个 on, spend something, spend your money, spend your time on something. 所以是 on, 在这个用过即丢的产品上面，那为什么不 why not 后面要加原形动词，这边是用 save。为什么把它存下来以后能够去度假或者是买电脑 ？OK， 那我们这边讲到这个 save， 其实有个片语也可以用，叫做 set aside。set aside 就是 save 的意思存钱的存。
Next sentence: A trip is a great way to meet new people. So remember, a vacation or a trip was the first suggestion.
Yeah.
It's a great way to meet new people, learn about different places or languages.And have fun. So you can meet new people, learn about different places, learn about different countries, or even different cities and areas within Taiwan. Learn new languages, practice your English, and have fun. Hey, having a holiday is always fun.
Okay, 所以呢，哎，去一个旅游啊，是一个很棒的方式，是干嘛呢？能够认识新朋友、新人，然后呢，学习不同的地方或者是语言，还有呢，就是玩得很开心，有乐趣。我们刚刚讲到这个学一个语言呢，我们除了用 learn a new language， 我们也可以用一个片语叫做 pick up a new language， pick up 一个片语。Okay.
So don't forget a camera if you take a trip, if you go on a vacation. Don't.Forget to take your camera and take lots of pictures.
所以呢，千万不要忘了带一个相机可以去照相。照相就是 take pictures 或者是 take photos.
And you know, not every single picture has to have you in it. You can take pictures of mountains and buildings too.
I usually don't take pictures with me in them at all.
I take a few, but it's usually, you know, the beautiful scenery or the interesting buildings or my delicious lunch.
所以记得照相的时候不一定都是照人，你可以照一下一些风景这样子。
Besides, now we're talking about besides, you know, a trip being a great way to meet new people, learn language, have fun. Besides all of these things, a trip is also a chance to discover new things about yourself and enrich your life.So, it's also a good chance to learn new things about yourself. The first time I went to Thailand, you know, I learned that I absolutely love the culture and the food, and I really love wood. Mango mu. Yeah. Beautiful, beautiful wood. And you can enrich your life. Enrich is number one in building your vocabulary.
OK, 所以呢这个此外啊、besides 也可以等于 in addition， 一个旅程呢它也可以、是一个机会让你去发现新的事情啊、有关于你自己新的事情，还有呢、让你的生命更富有更富足。
A computer could be another good purchase. So instead of a holiday or vacation, a computer could be another good purchase. Purchase is extra word number four, meaning something good, useful to buy.
嗯，另外那个那个一台电脑也可能也可以是成为另外一个很棒的啊购买物。
It plays an important role in daily life. So I don't know about you, but I use my computer every day. It's part of my daily life.
Yep.
And many teenagers have to share one with siblings. Many teenagers don't have their own, but they have to share a computer with their brother or sister. Sibling is extra word number five.
嗯，所以呢，电脑啊，这个 it 就是电脑，它也扮演一个啊一个很重要的角色在我们日常生活里面。然后呢，有许多年轻人，他们是必须要跟他们的兄弟姐妹去分享一台，可能这个电脑是摆在哥哥的房间啊，他们就必须到他房间去用这样子。
Red envelope money gives them a chance to change that. So to change having to share it by buying their own computer. It might they might have enough money to buy their own computer.
Okay, 所以红包呢、哎、这个红包的钱就给他们一个机会能够改变这件事改变这个事实借由怎样他们可以自己买电脑。
However you spend your money this year,However you spend your money, whatever you spend your money on, whatever you buy or use this money for, just make sure you give it some thought first. Give some thought or give a lot of thought is in our phrases for learning number four. It means think about what you're spending your money on. Don't spend it on things that you don't really need or maybe are very trendy, but in 3 months you won't like anymore.Try to, you know, make that money useful, worth something.
好，所以呢，啊，不论如何，你是如何的啊，这个花钱，你今年怎么花钱，只要确定你是有事先考虑过。However, 这个副词连接词就等于 no matter how. OK, 那我们刚刚听到一个字 trendy, 就是很时髦，很流行的，就是 trend, 后面加一个 y.
Let's look at our questions. Number one, what does the phrase part with their newfound riches mean here?Well, we saw this in the first paragraph, third sentence, fourth sentence.
Fourth sentence.
Thank you. They do this in the hope that teenagers will part with their newfound riches. They is the stores. So the stores want teenagers to spend their money. Let's look. A, lend their money to someone else. Nope.
Nope.
B, spend their money to buy things. Bingo. C, divide their money into two parts. Nope.D, deposit their money in the bank. Deposit is word number two. Steve already discussed this. No, that's the advice we're giving, but that isn't what the stores want you to do. The stores want them to spend their money buying things. The answer is B.
Okay, so part with their newfound art riches. 在这边的这句话是什么意思呢？答案就是 B 啦，花他们的钱买东西。Okay, 那 A 是指把他们的钱借给某人，然后呢，不对。C, 把他们的钱分成两份，也不对。D,将他们的钱存放进银行也不对，答案是 B.
Number two, according to the article, which of the following is not true? A, teenagers are too young to have money. Well, the article did not mention this at all, so this is not true. B, you should bring a camera if you go on a trip. We did discuss this in paragraph two. We said, so don't forget a camera.C. Many teenagers have to share a computer with siblings. Also in paragraph 2, it says many teenagers have to share one with siblings. That's true. D. A trip is a chance to discover new things about yourself. It says right in paragraph 2, a trip is also a chance to discover new things about yourself and enrich your life. That is true. So which one is not true? The answer is A.
OK, 所以根据本文下面何者为非呢？答案就是 A 啦。啊，年轻人啊，青年他太年轻了，所以呢，以至于不能拥有金钱，这个是没有提到的。答案就是 A.
Very good. So, students, I'm very interested to know what you guys are going to do with your money and how much you're going to give us. Ha ha!
I'm going to buy video games.
All right, we'll see you next time.
Bye! Bye.